Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So people's texts came in from the text line 913-586-7965, who they'd want to see in a broadcast booth. Somebody says, give me Al Michaels and Rex Hudler calling any game.
Oh, that would be fun.
That's fun. Yeah.
Somebody says Tony Romo and Matt Rife.
Interesting.
Not a huge Matt Rife guy, I'd like to know who's had more work done to their face. Matt Rife or Tony Romo.
Oh, he wasn't one of the... I'm sorry.
And then from the 314, someone says they'd like to see Dusty and Eric Stone Street. Is that going to go down on like my resume of radio? Is that now there?
Probably.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We had another text too about, this was about more about football, but from the 913 about when we were talking about the left tackle situation.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
You guys ready for this?
Uh-huh.
From the 913.
Is this, should I get ready for it?
Okay. All right.
I just want to get ready.
Yeah, get ready.
This is what I've heard.
Is what you've heard.
With his impersonation, you may be where Kelsey was when they were talking about Richard Beaters.
Okay, good.
Go ahead, Mac.
I have season tickets to the Chiefs.
Okay.
If they drop that effing Guy Morris out there at left tackle, I personally will walk the F out of that stadium at that point, and I'm not lying. I will get up and will leave, and I'll run my mouth the whole time up the stairs and out of the stadium.
You know what? No one gives a rip.
Good for you.
Oh, my God. You know, Carl from 307 is leaving. Holy, hang on a second. Carl in 307 isn't standing for this. We can't do this.
Everybody stop.
I will run my mouth.
You will run your mouth.
What up are the stairs and out the stadium.
What are you going to say when you're running your mouth?
Get bent.
So I mean, that's great. Yeah, that is great. I love the passion, but let's live in reality here. Nobody cares
no
what
cares.
We think.
I love the whole fact that I'm a season ticket holder.
I love that
Got
line.
Got
okay.
Okay.
Oh, you're a season ticket holder. So now you have, what, more? I mean, like, does it carry more weight? Because people do think that.
For
and,
sure.
And for years in sports radio, it's always been, I've got season ticket guy or I played guy. And I don't know which one is worse.
Yeah, honestly.
Sports radio, I have season tickets guy, or sports radio, I played in college guy. I'll play that D3 ball up there at Ottawa. Great.
Season ticket guy. I mean, this is great.
Season ticket guy.
People think they're leaving their seats. Man, Carl, did you see him?
Yeah, he left. Oh, my God.
He was
Andy, Carl left. You better switch the left tackle out. Oh, we'll get Carl back.
Oh, shoot. Carl's gone?
Yeah. I'll never go. There'll be somebody there that will.
100%.
That's the thing, you know. You're not spiting anybody but yourself, really, at that point in time.
Wickedly talented season ticket holder.
Yes, he is wickedly talented.
Saddam. So this week kicks off with some amazing action. Second game for us Missouri folk over there that can live bet, do all your bets on whatever betting app you have, MGM, whatever it may be.
Any wins over there in Missouri yet?
No, Louisville screwed the pooch last night. I thought they were going to handle Arkansas. Not a chance. Missed like 4 yards on a parlay with, actually I did get a win. I bet $50 and I won 100 if you bet on the Blues to get one shot on goal.
Good.
Let's go.
Did you get it?
Oh, did I get it? I got Carson Wentz.
Well, that's right. Yes. I mean, it's just like, did it happen? Yes, it did. Oh, thank God. Imagine if it didn't. If they didn't get one shot on goal, do you think they would have refunded everybody's bet?
Did you see I don't know if you guys saw this on Twitter. It was like the geographical, like dotted live action of people that were using.
I did see that.
And it was like, obviously Kansas City and St. Louis were clogged because like all the people live there. And then you just started seeing all like the rural areas. I'm like,
cool.
Weren't you guys the ones didn't want it? And yet down here in the Ozark area, we're seeing the green dye. I don't want none of that cannabis to come in my state.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it's backed by science.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That gambling leads to devil worshiping. Well, I might as well put 10 on the Mets.
Yeah, right.
Go for it.
So anyways, so tonight, Dallas and Detroit, big game in Detroit. Detroit's hanging 3, right? They got 3 points on their side. I think you alt spread that. I think you go to Dallas minus 3. Tonight in this game.
Love that.
At least yesterday, I think those odds were like plus 168. Not as juicy as I'd like, but it's worth a squeeze. You move on to the NFL slate this week. Baltimore and Pittsburgh. Normally a great game. The winner of that game is winning the AFC North. Right?
Probably.
Okay. Yeah. So that's a pretty big game.
Yeah.
You go down the list a little bit. You've got Indy and Jags at noon.
Huge Jacksonville fans.
Massive game, right?
Gotta be new. Jacksonville fans.
Yep, let's go Jags.
You may scoff at this, but how about this game this week? Cincinnati at Buffalo.
Big game.
Burrow's back. That defense looked really good when they played last week. Not a big test, but they look good. They Lamar Jackson's been bad the last 3 weeks. Real bad. Less than
Is he going to play this week?
8 or less fantasy points the last 3 weeks. Talking about Lamar Jackson. Jeez. 8 or People less fantasy
People are talking in the
points.
Fantasy world of benching Lamar now. It's time to bench Lamar after the last 3.
You can't make mistakes right now. Cincinnati at Buffalo. Better game than I think people think, right? Joe Burrow plays well in Buffalo. Burrow is back. He's playing.
We got to root for Cincinnati in this game too, right? Because if Buffalo loses another one, that continues to open up another opportunity. But the Chiefs got to take care of their own business.
And then you have the Bears at the Packers at 325. Another big game. Can Caleb keep it going? We told you this. If the Bears lose this game, they go from the 1 seed to the 7th seed.
That's right. Just like that. Now, with this, you know, these games that are taking place, like I have this vision like of everything happening that we need to see happen this week. And then we have our game on Sunday night, and it's right there for the Chiefs to take. They going to take it?
I don't know. And then you talk about those Chiefs. Chiefs, Texans, another massive game Sunday night. But wait, there's more. You have Philadelphia and the Chargers on Monday night.
It's today.
Is there going to be who's collapsing? That's what this week is. Who's going to collapse?
Hopefully it's not our team.
I don't know. I'm really excited about this week.
It's a good week. It's a good slate. Awesome. It's a really good slate.
I almost forgot another big game. Noon on Sunday is KU versus Mizzou at the T-Mobile Center.
Who scheduled that?
Why is that at noon?
Who scheduled that?
That's crazy.
What a stupid scheduling job.
It's like, we don't want to compete with college playoff, like big, you know, conference championship Saturday, which is nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, you don't have to leave your house Saturday or Sunday if you really don't want to.
No, there's no reason to.
Make a roast this weekend, right? Yeah. Perfect weekend for it.
Yeah.
Just put it in the oven on Saturday, make, you know, I don't know, stew on Sunday, but... Yeah, Saturday, obviously, Ohio State, Indiana, Alabama, Georgia. There's
Indiana, Ohio State.
Yeah, that's the 7 o'clock. Yeah. Alabama, Georgia, and then the first one. I'm forgetting the 11 o'clock game. Got to be ACC. So that's Duke and Virginia, I believe.
So, yeah.
That's a decent game, or maybe that's the late game. But should be a fun sports weekend.
Oh, you got your Big 12 championship game, BYU, right. Texas Tech. Yeah.
There you go.
Massive game.
Yeah, biggest crowd ever in the history of the Dr. Pepper Big 12 championship will take place this weekend. So
no doubt.
Congratulations. I mean, hey, you have Texas Tech in there. That's a home game. BYU, obviously a big brand name school as well. So that's outstanding.
Somebody in the text said, sounds like a good weekend to make meatloaf, Dusty.
Yeah, it really does. My mother texted me. She said, try Ina's turkey meatloaf and make sure you saute the onions properly. You're not going with turkey meatloaf, huh?
God bless her heart, but no chance. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. Right?
You got to do it right. Yeah.
Then we can get into the turkey. That's if I can survive.
Yeah.
And then
just don't call it meatloaf. Just call it a slice of meat.
What was meatloaf's real name?
That's what I don't know. And he would do anything but that. So I don't know.
What is that?
We don't know. I think we know.
50. Yeah.
Probably involved those Richard hairs.
Yeah. We're on a good streak this week.
We really are.
Marvin.
Marvin?
Marvin?
Marvin Lee.
Marvin Barry?
Yeah. It's your brother. Yeah.
Marvin was his real name. No wonder he went by Meatloaf.
Yeah. Marvin Lee, baby.
Liquor raccoon.
Coming up on the other side, it'll be Alex Cole joining the show with Golden Locks here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Liquor raccoon.
Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. It's time for Golden Locks with Alex Gold.
Gotta figure out how to make money on this thing. It's simply too good.
All right, here we go. Alex Gold joins the show here for Golden Locks. I don't know if you heard Bob's dynamite drop this week.
Liquor raccoon. Yeah. Oh, we had the same story as well with Trash of the Day.
Panda of the Day.
Yeah, my dad even sent me that yesterday evening. He's like, have you seen this? I said, we talked about it yesterday on the show. Oh, it's crazy.
The photo. You guys saw the photos too, right?
Oh, yeah.
The photos are absolutely amazing. It stinks that the raccoon took down the cameras because we didn't get. Imagine if we had the video of that as well. When it came through the ceiling and the cameras came crashing down.
Well,
as
it brings up the question, what animal would you like to get drunk with?
Does it bring up that question?
Yes, it does.
A cougar.
Yeah.
I think that's going to get more aggressive.
Mac does anyway. He likes cougars.
He does.
Just with a wind, Jim.
He does. No, that story was awesome. How are you doing?
What animal do you want to drink with? We're not moving past this.
Yeah,
his dog.
No.
That's what Mac said.
I mean, my dog's great, but
For me, it's a bear. I just want to sit there with a bear and have a beer and say, "Why aren't you wearing pants?" You know,
he's never seen the Revenant. Apparently,
that would be a lot of fun. This is the lion part would be cool, but I feel like the lion would just destroy you at some point.
We're not talking about like a normal animal. You're actually sitting down, like the movie Ted, and having a beer with these
people. Alex, any of these wild animals will destroy you.
Stop using logic here. Like, if you could sit down with like a hippo, would you sit down with a hippo and say, "Why are you so fat?"
Yeah, no, I'll go lion then.
Yeah,
I just imagine the Lion King.
Okay, that's fair.
By the time you get drunk, you just start sounding like James Earl Jones. Like, everything the light touches is Oz. Simba.
How are you doing this week? Because
down.
you are finally able to sit at home, Dusty, and only watch a game and be like, oh, I got this game figured out, so and fire off a bet or two.
Yeah, we did it last night. Got some boys that we hang out with, and we did a 3-leg parlay on Louisville last night. We took the under, we took -3, and we took Coleman, or whoever, their number three, their guard,
had
15 or more. He hit. Louisville obviously loses to Arkansas last night. I did do the advantage that I've always wanted to do, which is the live bet. So at halftime, Louisville was +700, and they were down by 20.
You said, why not?
And they got back into 5. And, of course, the Pinot Noir is in my hand. I'm like, they might do it. And then all of a sudden, it was, like, back to 10, and I was like, okay. But I think the live betting is the best part.
It is fun, yeah.
I treated this like, and this makes me sound terrible, but, like, I dabbled in alcohol before I was 21. And then when I turned 21, I was like, oh, wow, I can legally do it now. Or, like, I've been betting in Kansas for 4 years, or however long we've been able to do it. And then now over in Missouri, I'm like, oh, but now I can actually go to the liquor store and buy it myself. It's kind of the same thing. Like, it's still the buzz is still there, but down, bet on the Monday Night Football game, won the Blues bet,
Everybody did. Yeah.
So I
there's
that.
More for Sunday. There's more good promos. I think it's DraftKings and FanDuel. They both have, I can't remember if it's a point scored or if there's a rushing yard or something. Basically, it's a free $50
bet
that you can make. Yeah. Again, those are the ones you guys remember from Kansas.
Can you cash out with those?
Yeah. So that's not giving you a bonus bet. You're actually getting actual money back into your account. So you can withdraw that right away. And, mm-hmm. and this week, if anybody did it correctly on Monday, you should already have made $100 for free. This week, like truly for free this
week. There's one for the Chiefs game you were saying. It's like the Chiefs get a yard.
I think that's on DraftKings and FanDuel's got a different one.
But what if you have an account in Kansas?
That's what's good about these. So those, you can already have an existing account. So you signed up for an account years ago. New customers can do the you know, bet five, get 150 in free bet thing. That's only for new. But what we're talking about for this launch week, they have had essentially what they call their super boost, where normally for a point to be scored would be unbettable, you know, like minus 10,000, like you just couldn't even bet it. And so what they've done, they've made it even money. So max bet 50. So bet 50, win 50, that a point will be scored in this Monday Night Football game. And once that happened on Monday night, $50 automatically came right back to your account.
That's good, man.
Once the field goal was made there by the Patriots or whoever it was, they got up early. And that was kind of
your guys, FanDuel, has added the Super Boost to tonight's game. I think it mentioned.
Perfect. Yeah. So like after work today, I'll probably drive toward the plaza and quickly do that and be good. But what I'm honestly excited about is Sunday at Arrowhead, because that'll be the first time any of us have been able to go to a Chiefs game. And yeah, maybe you've got a feeling how the game flow is going, that the Chiefs are either down and going to come back or the opposite. You think they're going to blow it, whatever. Or you think you see how a wide receiver's playing, you think that guy's going to get a touchdown on the next drive or whatever. You can hop on your phone and put a little small wager down if you want.
Yeah, I'd love to see the heat map of Arrowhead Stadium.
We will
like
get that.
Did.
So
well,
there's a company, Geo Comply or something, that tracks all that. And there's already data that was out from Monday.
That's just what I'm saying. Accounts. Yeah, it looked good.
But they will have that. I think we'll be able to get it on Monday. So, yeah, okay. We'll have that.
That'll be cool to see how many people are betting from inside Arrowhead Stadium to see, you know, what it's all about. And it's really how it changes over the course of time. Is it something that's new that you have the opportunity to do now? And is it something that's going to continue, you know, next year?
Yeah, it's fresh, it's new, so everybody's kind of checking it out and trying to take advantage of the promos and everything. And it's just changed too, Bob, because we had Matthew Berry on the show yesterday, and he does, you know, Sunday Night Football stuff, but he also works with DraftKings, and he was talking about, you know, he said DraftKings Sportsbook at Arrowhead, and I didn't want to correct him. There is no sportsbook at Arrowhead.
Yeah.
And many years ago, even on this show, I think we talked about it, that what they have out in Arizona with the Cardinals, if you've been to that stadium, I don't know how many feet away from the stadium, but they have like a legit MGM, BetMGM sportsbook. And everybody, and we all assumed, oh, every stadium's just going to have these now. Complete opposite. Like, I don't care whether they renovate Arrowhead, build a new Arrowhead, whatever's going to happen. There's not going to be the sport. We all thought everybody would have these sports books in the stadiums. They're not, because everybody's just doing mobile betting
on their phone.
85-90% of bets are mobile now. So I think the Arizona Cardinals have that. The Phoenix Suns already got rid of their sports book that was attached to their arena. So that we all thought was going to be the future, and it's amazing how quickly that changed. The new stadiums are not building sports books.
No, you don't really need to. As long as you have your phone in your hand, what's the incentive of you getting
Why
up,
spend the money
down
on
there
that?
And do that? And in the real estate, I was going to say as well, why have that piece of real estate using something that's kind of a dinosaur at this point, you know?
So let's talk Chiefs Texans and some betting odds. Chiefs favorite?
They are, yet again, guys. I mean, they haven't covered. So 3.5.
3.5.
3.5. Earlier in the week, you could have got 5.5 if you were looking to back the, you know, Houston Texans, for example, -3.5, Chiefs -180 on the money line, but they haven't covered in four games. And we go through, Dusty, as you write up on the board, you know, you look at these four games. I mean, they've won one of those games. They've been favorites in all of them. And so this is a team that's not covering. And I'll be honest, I don't know how you don't take the Texans to at least cover on Sunday. Like, maybe you're convinced the Chiefs, it's one last hurrah Super Bowl type of game for them on Sunday night, and they pull one out of their you-know-what. But I have to take, if I'm betting the game, I'm taking the Texans to at least cover. Maybe the Chiefs do win on Sunday. I'm not convinced. But are they winning by four, which is what you would need for you to cash your ticket by betting Kansas City -3.5? Again, that half point, -3.5, the hook, as everybody calls it in the industry, that is a crucial point. Most games are decided in that realm. So all of a sudden, getting the Texans with the extra half point is a big deal. The Chiefs could win by three. We're all happy in Kansas City, but you're going to lose your bet. You're going to lose your bet. So I am betting this game Houston +3.5. I don't know where you guys are at.
Did you
betting
Dallas game. +3.5 last week?
No.
Because you remember our boss's email.
He said the
happy Thanksgiving. Everybody have a great time. Love working with you guys. Dallas was 3.5.
Yes, he was right.
He was right about that. But let me ask you this, though. I mean, why are the Chiefs continually the favorites? I mean, we were talking about it at the J the other day, and they're like, how many games have the Chiefs been the favorites? I said, I think all but one so far this year. Why are they continually the favorites when they're not playing like the favorites?
So it's the opposite of a year ago. So last year, all the metrics were saying, oh, the Chiefs are really not that good. But remember, we were like, or they just kept winning. We didn't care. But the metrics said they weren't as good as their record. And it's kind of the reverse. Like they're a 6-6 team. They are what they are. But at the same time, we don't have to nerd out on it. But you guys know, all multiple offensive metrics, the Chiefs are actually very, very good. But here we are, and we all have gone over the reasons and penalties, et cetera, and why they're at their spot, that mark. So a lot of it is sharp bettors and the books. The Chiefs show up on the stat sheet as a pretty damn good football team. Mm-hmm. And yet we know they haven't covered. And then on an individual basis, like I have said on our show, I don't think the Chiefs are winning 5 in a row. And to me, that's what needs to happen. I think you guys agree to get in.
Well,
and
so come to the dark side.
Yeah, I am. And well, I hope I'm glad.
But again, I will say, in Alex's defense, all these people are going to go, Alex,
it's been here.
What evidence have they given you to not think that?
What I was saying is, like, on an individual basis, Bob, they can win each one of these games. Like, on a random Sunday, they should be favorites against the Texans. They can win against the Chargers. They can win against the Broncos. I don't think they can win 5 of them in a row. And that kind of gets me into the conversation I had last night on that betting show.
Which one?
That one. And the Super Bowl odds, the Chiefs are 17-1. And 17-1 odds to win the Super Bowl, which is crazy. It's a number we've never been able to get them at. But there's a reason. And there are a couple different betting sites this week that are like, now's the time to bet the Chiefs. And I could not disagree more.
Yeah.
We and I'm guilty of this too, Dusty. I think you've said the phrase, Bob. You've said, like, well, this seems like great value. There's a point where value doesn't matter if it is not going to freaking hit. Yeah. Like, I don't care what kind of value you got if you're not going to cash the ticket. So are the Chiefs winning 9 in a row, which is what they would need to cash that 17-1 ticket?
Well, no. They did win those 11 in a row in 2015.
But that's the thing. It's like this year's team, I think we've all seen the evidence. They're not the same team as they've been during this run. So, no, 17-1, don't get distracted by the fact that, wow, I get that kind of odds. I think it's a terrible bet to make. I will gladly be wrong, but I think you're wasting your money.
You know what I love this weekend?
Let me hear. For the game, I don't hate that strategy.
Cold weather, CJ Stroud, Texans defense, and I think the under is a safe bet.
41.5 is the total.
And that's the line that I kind of like to look at, where it's like 43.5 is the tricky one. That's always been the one where I'm like, I don't know about that. That's tough. But 41.5, I could see this game being 20-17.
Totally. Yeah, I would agree with that. I think we all know the matchup on the Chiefs offensive line going up against their front. So, okay, maybe the Chiefs are going to struggle offensively, but I'm not convinced the Texans offense is going to do a whole lot against the Chiefs either. And that's the only reason why I think there is a chance the Chiefs could win. As much as we all know the offensive line injuries and how on earth are they going to protect Patrick Mahomes, CJ Stroud has been very average, and he's only in his second game back from the concussion. He was out for like 3 weeks or whatever it was. So that would be the only way I could see the Chiefs winning, kind of what you're saying. It's just a low scoring game. You're not asking the Chiefs offense, in my opinion, to get to 28 points or 30. Mm-hmm. I don't think they have to. I think if they get to 24, they win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but can they get to 24? will they be allowed to get to 24?
Yeah, 100%,
that's the thing. All right. So let's talk about some futures values with the Chiefs and maybe what we can get moving forward. You know, where do you see some value there?
So I mentioned the Super Bowl odds. I just don't think you should go there. I think the more interesting market, and we talked about this, a week or two ago, but the make or miss playoff market, whether you're betting on FanDuel, DraftKings, wherever, plus 118 right now to make the playoffs, minus 144 to miss. And after the Cowboys game, right after, you could have got the Chiefs at like minus 110 to miss. And I think that was the best bet you could have possibly made for the rest of the season, is unfortunately for them to miss the playoffs. Same thing. I'm getting minus 144 now for them to not win 5 games in a row. I think that's a great bet to make. I just do, based off of this season. Plus 118, even if you fast forward and they win 5 in a row, I don't think you're getting good enough odds. Plus 120, plus 118 for them to win 5 games. I don't think that's great bet at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that, because it's very minimal, right? You know, of a return at plus 118. It's not a huge return on investment.
And after the Broncos lost, you could have got the Chiefs at like plus 180 to miss the playoffs. I don't know, Dusty, you tweeted about that. I don't know if you bet it or not.
I didn't bet it because I'm not an evil. I don't want to root for them to not make the playoffs, right? That's kind of where the betting lies. So some people be like, oh,
but
I just
that's
don't.
And that and so that's a great point though. Like that is what's so tricky, especially now that Missouri's online. Like, look, we're all in Kansas City. You're rooting for the Chiefs, but there's that balance of betting with your heart and all that.
That's why I hate doing it. With the Chiefs, you know, because I use my heart, not my head.
It's
all
tough,
the time,
and it's going to cost you.
I'll stick to other teams,
right? And you know what? Betting with your heart. You know, when Kansas launched a couple years ago and all that, you guys remember the stories, like the sports books, believe it or not, did not do well the first month or so because everybody was on Mahomes to win MVP and everybody was on the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl and we all cashed.
We all took thousands of dollars
out.
Yeah.
I would caution people, you know, on the Missouri side that now have, you know, all these free bonus bets and things like that. If they signed up on a new account, it's like, you know, I don't think you're going to get the same result. Let's just say that. I think the books will clean up if you're just going to back the Chiefs no matter what from a betting angle.
From a betting standpoint.
Yeah, I went future Royals. I didn't go future Chiefs.
There you go.
Bobby Witt MVP.
You're talking about back in then or
no,
now?
No, I'm talking now.
Okay.
Like, that's where the future, I think, is. Because Chiefs could, like you said, sucker bet, whereas the Royals is like, well, could it happen? I don't know. I wanted to talk a little bit more before we get into this Thursday night game, which is going to be a banger, dude. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm excited for tonight.
Sunday, what about Mahomes' rushing yards and what about Rashee Rice catches?
Yeah, so Rashee Rice is to me more of the path I would want to go down just based on what he's done the last couple of weeks.
Because I see defensive line, I see offensive line struggles, I see Mahomes taking off quickly. I assume his number will be somewhere around the line of like 24 and a half rushing yards-ish. That's what it normally sits at. Kareem Hunt's also interesting this week as well to me.
Yeah, I'm staying away from the backfield because I don't know with Pacheco now being another week, you know, back from the injury, how Andy Reid's going to decide to divvy that. I just don't trust how their run game approaches. Are they going to run it 40 times or are they going to just go shotgun every play, guys? And Mahomes is throwing it 55 times on Sunday. I don't know what they're going to do. So I'm staying away. Rushing props, you are correct. They're up already, Dusty. 22.5 for Mahomes over under. Kareem Hunt, 34.5. Pacheco, 26.5. I guess if you forced me to bet on any running back or a rusher for the Chiefs, I would be interested in the Pacheco over 26.5 because I think Kareem Hunt might just be worn down at this point in time. But I just don't feel that's not like a favorite bet of mine though, because I don't know how they're going to attack the run game in this game, given the defense and just the uncertainty with Andy Reid with that receiving prop though. You mentioned Rashee Rice, 68.5 is the number.
What's
that he's
Kelsey at.
Travis Kelce, this is at FanDuel, 49.5.
I hammer the over on that
and
one.
Both those guys have been phenomenal at cashing overs for their receiving numbers this year. Now,
and anytime touchdowns.
The last 2 weeks, Bob's been hitting the Kelce anytime touchdown for a while now.
What do you think's up there right now?
No, of course. on the internal contest we have, for sure. Yeah, you know what? It's worked. It's been a better strategy than what we've done.
No doubt.
Of this stuff. Against the Cowboys, we know Rice had 12 targets, but 8 catches for 92, 8 catches for 141 against the Colts. And then against Denver, didn't do anything. But then prior to that, it was 2 games in a row of 80 and 93. So Rashee Rice is the closest sure thing in the receiving game that you have from a receiving yardage. Mm-hmm. You know he's going to get targeted. I mean, 10, 12 times a game.
Absolutely.
Someone says, can you bet on Rice drops?
Oh, yeah.
You cannot.
Why not? Because you don't know what to drop versus a...
Well, it goes back to, in all seriousness, it goes back to the conversation we had a month ago with the sports betting scandal stuff.
Yeah.
That would be one of those things, theoretically, you can guarantee a drop.
Yeah, you can.
Like, nobody's going to force you to catch it.
Right.
You
know, but that's a good point. So, you can guarantee a drop. You're
so
right.
Tonight, there should be a lot of offensive action, obviously.
I think so.
I think the three safe bets tonight are J-Mo catches, I think Gibbs rushing yards, and I think both quarterbacks to throw for 225 or more.
So I agree with you on the points being scored. So the
over-under is what, 54.5?
It's high.
That's massive, dude.
I haven't checked. I'm guessing it's the highest
defense
total.
Defense has been better. It's trending to be better defense since the addition of Quinnen Williams and all that. But 54.5 is what I think I saw yesterday. The bet that I did like tonight was the alt spread of Dallas -3.
So you want to flip it. So for those listening, Cowboys are 3-point underdogs tonight.
Correct, because it's on against the road line.
So you want to completely flip the alt spread. Mm-hmm. So you think the Cowboys are winning pretty comfortably then?
Yeah, I do.
Look, if you're strong on the Cowboys winning, if you just think they can win outright plus 134 on the money line, but what are you getting if you move it to my...
I checked with the boss yesterday, and I think it was like plus 168.
Yeah. The issue with the Lions is all the injuries. You mentioned Jameson Williams being the number one target right now. There's no Laporta, Amon Ross, St. Brown. I don't know if they've officially ruled
him
out.
Have they ruled him out yet?
I don't think the injury was questionable.
I mean, that injury thing looked nasty. I don't know how he plays.
Yeah, so we haven't got an official word on that. I would be curious before I bet this game tonight to know where that's at, because otherwise I think their offense could struggle a little bit. That's my only hesitation on the over. because on the surface, I'm with you. I feel like there's going to be a ton of points scored. And some of the trends back up where this is at. I think it's in Dallas games. They're 8-4 to the over this year. Best mark in the NFL. So their game's just, a lot of it was their defense early on too. So, but right now their offense is great. Dallas also 10-2 to their team total over. So that's another way we don't really, I guess, talk enough about probably of how to bet. If you think it's going to be a lot of points from a total perspective, you can go and say, all right, I think the Cowboys are going to score, you know, I have to look what it is, 26.5 points or something like that tonight. And you just take the over for them in particular. I don't know what the number is there for the Dallas Cowboys.
I think this is also a game where you get kind of like
Dallas, by the way. Yeah. 26.5.
I think this is also one of those games where you can get kind of interesting with like certain betting trends, like over attempts thrown for Jared Goff and Dak Prescott. Like, if you don't want to bet the over, you can bet over trends, right? Like, you could bet, you know, 2 touchdown passes by each quarterback. You could bet over 30. I bet Dak's over under on attempts thrown is like 35.5. It's probably something outstandingly crazy.
Yeah, it's 32.5 attempt for Goff, 35.5 for Prescott.
Wow.
Look, and that's fine. That's been a great job. Yeah. Look, no, that's a great way to nail it. I just personally, I just don't delve into that betting market. Yeah. I don't mess with those. I mean, I'm not saying that you can't win money. I don't bet. To me, there's just way too many variables with that. Now, if you think it's a game in which one of these teams is down big and in the second half, they're forced to pass the football,
right,
then the pass attempt thing is really intriguing.
What's the over-under for the Chiefs by themselves this week? You mentioned Dallas at 26.5.
Oh, the Chiefs team total? Yeah, give me a second. I'll look that up. Yeah, I want that is, given how we all think it's going to be lower scoring.
I bet it's 23.5.
I don't know if it'll be the total for the game's 41.5 and the Chiefs are 3.5 point favorites. So
yeah,
let's see
if they're going to favorites and it's going to be that over under. I think that they're looking at like 24 to what?
So the Chiefs took 22. Yeah. 22.5 over under for the Chiefs. Texans over under 19.5.
Okay.
So it kind of goes back in the score that we all, it matches
there,
up.
Just take the under
for the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just can't see that. I mean, it's going to be frigid, dude. Nighttime game at Arrowhead.
I would be nervous about taking the Texans over under because I could see the Texans getting to 20 and the Chiefs win 21-20 or something.
Yeah, something like crazy like that. Yeah.
I really do think my favorite bet of the week, and I hope I'm wrong, I guess, but the Chiefs win, it doesn't matter. But the Texans to cover 3.5. Are the Chiefs really going to win comfortably on Sunday? I like the Texans plus 3.5 because I think the Texans could win. And if not, I'm still have a chance. We could all be happy. You cash your 3.5 and then the Chiefs win by 3 and we're all happy.
If the Chiefs are losers in this game, the season's over. Mm-hmm. So next week, will we start to have next year futures out and stuff like that for them?
No, but you might as well. And then look, the Chiefs will, at this point, to your what you said earlier, Bob, the Chiefs will probably still be favorites for multiple games down the stretch, even if they were to lose. But
we have a bet on this show.
Do you or do you not
still have your tonsils?
I'm curious what your guesses were.
I said yes. Bob said no.
I say no.
I still have them, yeah. And I have my wisdom teeth, yeah.
Yeah, so do I.
So that's everybody at the station. Nobody's had their tonsils taken. Cody said he still has his, right?
I don't know.
You can't sing like that and not have tonsils.
Oh, fair enough.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's about due for a new song.
We were joking. His doctor said no singing.
Oh. Because of the hernia surgery.
No, that's what we said. His doctor told him to be careful laughing and stuff for a while. And I said, I want this doctor to give me official no singing for 6 months, please, is what I want. And the text line agreed for a little bit.
Do an AI song. It's better anyway.
What do you guys have coming up
like
today?
The Tennessee one? Are you going to play that here in a couple weeks when they play the Titans? My Tennessee song?
Yeah, we could play that.
Yeah,
yeah
I like
sure.
it. I like that
you
song.
You play it right now if you want. Yeah.
Tennessee Titans, those cities, man.
Cities. Big fan of cities.
Yeah, big fan.
Sydney Sweeney cities. Dayton Hughes, what else you got today?
Dayton Hughes is going to join us. We'll continue to talk about the K-State news, obviously, of the day yesterday, and just a little more of the interesting reports coming out today. It looks like there's a chance the Colin Klein thing could be wrapped up today with Kansas State, but also the narrative that's out there about Mahomes, if they miss the playoffs and what that says about him. I think some of the national commentary on that is kind of crazy considering what he's done for 7 years. There's only one quarterback that it should impact the conversation with, and it's Tom Brady. What Mahomes does or doesn't do this year doesn't say anything about Josh Allen or Lamar or Joe Burrow or anything, but yet that is what
The narrative is, can he be the greatest of all time if they don't make the playoffs in the middle of his run? Yeah. And I think there's a question.
I think after losing head-to-head against the Bucs, to me, I let's pause that convo for a decade, Bob.
Yeah.
Like he's got to fast forward 10 years from now and see, does he have another two or three rings before that conversation opens back up? I know it sucks, but that's not even a conversation anymore to me. Like, it's clearly Tom Brady right now.
It is. Because Tom Brady, only after his second year did they not make the playoffs. And that was after winning that Super Bowl, and everybody just expected Super Bowl hangover. It was a different time back then. But since then, Tom Brady never missed the playoffs. You know,
they got to go out there and get those Richard grabbers on those defensive linemen.
Right. They
do. Don't do that.
Men's wieners.
It's Alex Gold, Cody and Gold. Thank you. We appreciate the time. Coming up next, we'll wrap this show up and we'll get you ready for a Red Friday here in Kansas City on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear Mitch Holthus every Friday at 7:20 right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Chattanooga, Knoxville, and Memphis, well, they all play their part. Oh, Alex Gold loves Tennessee. He likes to get out of town. He loves to make his rounds. He might be driving through the Cumberland Gap riding, or riding on a riverboat heading to Natchez. Could be taking his time in East Tennessee, but you can bet he'll be back to Music City.
Damn right, yeehaw! Sunday, I'm gonna shave the cheeks and everything else.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good song.
You better believe it.
It's no Binkley song, though.
No, gosh, no.
Alex Gold's got a real big dinger.
It's still December. You know, it's like it's a December college basketball game.
That's right.
I thought that was your impression at first.
Yeah, what was that? Like, why is that a bad one?
It's still December. You know, it's like it's a December college basketball game.
I guess I'm missing the context.
It's the gold. It's the gold tone of.
Oh, it's just the tone.
It's the I know. It's the gold I know tone.
Yeah, it's just it is. It's December college basketball. Like Dusty's betting college hoops last time. I'm like, God,
had to had to do it.
She's such a smooth ride.
I was going to ask Alex about his take on betting college basketball, because I've heard over the years so many people just like, it's just such garbage, man. There's so much garbage time at the end, and you end up having like bad beats all the time, you know, in college basketball. So I don't know.
Betting spreads in college, that is.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, as we know now, you know, the spreads, the players kind of know what's going on.
It's true. Yeah.
It's and the players are allowed to gamble.
It's just really tough. You just wait till March when it's 16 versus one.
Exactly.
Just bet the money line.
I don't know if it's harder, if it's like a, I don't want to say a fool's bet per se, but you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, KU's favored by 16.5. They lead by 20 the whole game. They give up some garbage time points at the end and they lose and they only win by 15. And they, you know, the spread was 16.5 or whatever. Like, damn.
It feels like it's more up to chance than it is with other betting.
Especially
if it's a blowout and then all of a sudden it's like, all right, well, I've got My $10 is on the line of these three 18-year-olds who haven't played all season. All right, let's go.
Yeah, and then that's the other thing. You're betting on 18-year-old kids.
Here we go.
You know? Like, oh, my God, these, like, 6 months ago, they were in high school.
Yeah. Think back to when you were that age.
Well, absolutely. And then it goes back to the people who get mad at these kids and then go torment them on social media because they missed a basket at the end and cost them their $5 parlay.
Exactly.
You know, like, you're getting mad at a child. I read something the other day about like when you actually become an adult, and I think the math or whatever it was like right before you're 30 is when you really become an adult. And so you're dealing with 18 and 19-year-old kids and you know, like, God, these are kids that you're gambling on and then you're losing and then you're pissed at them.
Yeah, legally, I've been an adult for almost 10 years. It does not feel like that. It feels like I'm still not there at all.
So well, I'm 48, so I don't feel like an adult either.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
But that's different than, like, back in the 80s, anybody who was in their 40s looked like they were 90 today.
That's true.
And they just felt older. It had to be, yeah. A lot of it was.
So we're talking about, you know, sports gambling. There's also card releases today. There's what they call the Allen and Ginter. It's a niche type of card. They have miscellaneous cards.
Okay.
So, like, actors.
Oh, wow.
And one of the biggest hits in the Allen and Ginter cards from Topps was a signed autograph, one of one, Bryan Cranston auto card.
Oh, I'm looking at the Bryan Cranston auto card.
And
it's been pulled. Yeah.
That's sick.
He's wearing a Dodger uniform, and it looks like the old tobacco cards from back in the day. Like, if you were going to have, like, remember, like, Babe Bruce, one of those old cards. I'll hold it up to the camera a little bit if I can get it on
That's
there.
That's great.
And it looks just like one of those old-timey tobacco cards.
Awesome.
That's cool. I like
that. And he's on record as saying, if you pull it, I will buy it. Just let me know. Because the
how much do you think it's going to go for, though?
$10,000, $15,000. The creator of Reddit, he has one. Serena Williams' husband. And they were talking about it in the bullpen, and it's rumored to be starting off auction at $15,000 because he's a card puller as well. Caglione was on a group with this morning ripping packs with Filth Bomb. They rip them a lot. They're one of the main channels out of New York, and Cags was filling in with them today, which is kind of fun to see. But yeah, there's a bunch of those out there that are signed by what you would call in the auction as the wheel spins after you bid. You can get like a certain team or whatever. You're wanting the miscellaneous wedge because then you get all anything that's not baseball.
Interesting. Huh. So I guess the strat, like not the strat, but like you'd want to get the card that the guy, the celebrity card, the guy likes cards because he'll buy it.
Yeah, because he'll buy it off
and
you.
Yeah,
you're going to have it. Yeah.
And he owns Reddit.
Yeah, he's got.
So you hold everything with your Richard Grabbers in that situation.
Gotta figure out how to make money on this. I really want to.
So you know where my day will be focused upon.
Who do you want to get out of that pack, though, besides that guy?
I really wanted the Cranston one. Obviously, it's not going to happen. That'd it's like sick. Trying to find the gold ticket to Wonka. It's not going to happen. But that'd be just if you land on the miscellaneous, you'd be sitting there the whole time like, all right, rip these open. What did I get? But yeah, that's out there on Fanatics if you want to, you know, do that sort of thing. But yeah, the Bryan Cranston one's just cool. And he signed it.
Yeah, Bryan Cranston would be awesome to have, man. He's an actor that, and maybe I'm wrong about this. Does he get enough credit? Because he crosses over genres like it's nobody's business, from being obviously funny.
Yeah, he's
being
hilarious.
The dentist on Seinfeld to, you know,
the dad, Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, I was going to say from the like how he started like with the dentist on Seinfeld to the Malcolm in the Middle to obviously Breaking Bad and all of that.
And he
like
was in Godzilla.
I mean, that guy just he crosses every genre. I don't know if we give him enough credit as being one of the great actors and performers of our time. So,
somebody Lance says, can you guys give out a shout out to my mother Cheryl? Today is her birthday.
Happy birthday, Cheryl!
Happy birthday, Cheryl!
Hey, we got another shout out to give to our friend Kathy out in San Diego. Her mom would have been 88 today, and she's been 4 years since she passed away, and she misses her every day. So happy 88th birthday, Carolyn! We love you. We love your daughter, and you know you made a great little kid there for us.
Yeah, tough
Kathy,
week.
One of the best.
Tough week for me as well. Today is my mother's birthday.
Oh.
So happy heavenly birthday. Would have been 61 today.
Wow.
Gone way, way too soon. Mm-hmm. But hey, Billy Joel reminds me every day. Only the good die.
It's true. Dusty, do you know how many times I say that in my head?
Once a day?
At least. And I'm not joking.
Yeah.
At least once a day I'll see something and I'll go, only the good die young. And the first time that hit me is when my friend... his father died in the early 90s. My mom's best friend's husband passed away. And I remember that. I remember crying. I was in my closet crying. I've never told this story before. And I'm crying. I'm listening to Billy Joel, Only the Good Die Young. I'm like, why did he go? Well, you know, he was a good guy. And then it's like the Billy Joel song is so true. Only the good die young. Look around. And you know, it's crazy how many good people die way too soon. Did you see this Sienna lacrosse coach that died at 41 years old?
No.
Fella.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This home had a brain rupture and died, leaving behind three kids and a wife.
That's tragic.
Tragic.
That's terrible.
Tragic. Only the good die young. It is so true.
Shout out to those. Shout out to you all for listening. Tomorrow's Red Friday. We have a big show ready to go. Sean Smith, Mitch Holtis. What's in the script? Parlays. All the action tomorrow. Go do something nice for somebody today. You never know. It could be changing their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Stay kind. Stay groovy. Coming up next, Cody Golden Drew from 10 to 2. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Happy birthday, mama.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.